Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. JoelBarker.com is how you find Joel's writings and more about his books, which are outstanding. Folks, please do yourself a favor. Buy the video, buy the film, buy the book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. You'll thank me later. It'll change your life. Also,
by the way, Jim, for the videos, they should go to starthrower.com.
That was my next statement. So folks, go there and you find more of the videos, including Innovation at the Verge. That's your last one, right?
Yes, and I'm very proud of it.
And you ought to, and you should be. Folks, hang out with Joel Barker. You'll be smarter, I promise you. Joel, this next topic, and by the way, folks, Joel's continuing to bring us things from the future. This next one is near and dear to my heart. As a pilot, my head jerks around immediately when I hear anything to do with aviation. I've got an antenna for aviation. Tell us about it.
Well, what's going on here is the paradigm shift is in process now. So we know what the new rules are. We just have to figure out how to do it best. A company called Kitty Hawk, that should give you a clue for what we're going to talk about, and another company named Boeing got together with one of the founders of Google and created a electric airplane. It's right now it's 2-passenger. It has 6 electric motors, 3 on each wing, and 2 off the nose of the front of it, because when you want, you can lift up vertically before you proceed horizontally, which is, of course, the dream of all airplanes.
Wow.
To take off without a runway.
VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing.
Yes.
We already have that, but it's all through redirection of air.
Right, and then it's all military.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, what they've got here is an airplane right now that can fly 120 miles. Can cover 100 miles per charge at speeds of 120 miles per hour, and this is what cracks me up. Kitty Hawk says the aircraft is capable of traveling from San Francisco to San Jose in 15 minutes. Now, can you think of anybody who would want to fly from San Francisco to San Jose
exactly.
in 15 minutes rather than drive?
A lot of folks.
Google is just going to have a chain of them going.
Here's the thing. With that kind of a capacity and duration, don't think of it as an airplane, folks. Think of it as an automobile alternative, right, Joel? Don't think of it as I'll hop in a Cessna 182 and fly 500 miles. You think of it as I won't hop in my SUV and drive 30 miles.
Right, exactly, because the traffic is so horrible, you want this alternative.
And the key is the VTOL, the vertical takeoff and landing capability.
Exactly. Now, by the way, how did they pitch it? It's as quiet as a dishwasher. Which just cracks me up to use a dishwasher as a comparison to an airplane. But they prove it. At 1,500 feet, it is as quiet as a quiet dishwasher.
Wow.
So they said one of the complaints they've had about
is it propeller? I'm assuming it's propeller-driven.
It's propeller-driven.
Yeah.
And, by the way, the battery, you just clip it in, clip it out. So there's no time issue at when you get to your location. It's got the new battery. You put that in.
Right.
You got another 100 miles. So we're going here. This is now going to be what's going to happen, I believe, is our billionaires are going to start flying it to and from San Francisco, not their own, but, in the unit. That will test it out, make it real, drive the price down, and then all of a sudden you do have a pretty viable, and make it 4-seat rather than 2-seat.
Right.
And now you've got a vehicle that really serves a population and a situation we can't serve right now.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, one of the things they're going to have to work on is what are the engine-out properties of it? How far will it fly with asymmetrical thrust? Will it stay airborne? Can you fly it? If you lose power on one side, will it still fly on the other, with just power on one side? Those kinds of things. Those are now. Those now we're coming back to old school aerodynamics
exactly.
And thrust and thrust. That's old school applied to the new
paradigm.
School, right?
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, though, which I think is cool. Each wing has three engines, three right. electric motors. So you'd have to lose a lot.
You have to lose all three. But I was more concerned about the power capacity. Maybe the, you know the either way. Either way, one of the things about it is when you're up in the air, you know, aviation is no more dangerous. It's just that when you have a wreck, it's a lot worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I don't have to tell you how smart he is and how much we rely on him for bringing us the future. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence. Not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.